It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Well, good morning and welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Well, the city of Sonora has a new mayor, and on this weekend show, we're going to hear from him and about the latest issues facing the city. Matt Hawkins, congratulations on being mayor and welcome to Motherlode Views.
Thank you very much. First time on the show, and really glad to be here.
So for those not familiar with you, can you tell us a little bit about your background?
I guess I'll start with my experience in Sonora. I came here back in 2006, and we originally came here to run the Carl's Jr. I got elected to the city council, Sonora City Council, in 2010. Was on for 4 years, and then lost re-election by a whopping 8 votes. So I ran again in 2016 with the encouragement of several former council members and a lot of business leaders, and won. And then I just won a second term on my second run for city council, and I was fortunate enough to be appointed the city's mayor.
So has it been a pretty positive experience so far being on the council?
Oh, it's always, positive. I think a lot of it has to do with perception. I mean, there's always negative things that happen, but, in any public experience, any public life, we've got a great little city. It's very lean, very, very lean run, but we've had a lot of changes in the last couple of years with a new city administrator, new police chief, new fire chief. But we've had a really good run. Some positive things. We're getting some different paving projects done. I was on the city council when we did the Mono Way widening. There's just a lot of good things. We've typically had a really well-connected city council. We've had a well-communicated city council. So I'm very thankful to be here.
You know, as mayor, do you have any personal priorities looking ahead?
Yeah, I do. It's going to take some time to get there. I think one of the biggest priorities that we are finally moving ahead with is better relations with the county. I think it's going to take till November to make some of those final changes, but we've had a great city administrator, new city administrator, Mary Rose Rutakanga, who is moving forward with working with the county best she can. This whole coronavirus pandemic has actually encouraged us to work together in the county's health department, and We're making a lot of good changes there, but personally, I think first and foremost that we're going to be, doing our best to work with the county and let bygones be bygones and just move forward and work together positively. I think one of the second things that we need to really try to work on is not only making sure that our law enforcement is encouraged, but that we, that we look out for one another. It's no secret that Sonora is not alone in this. The rest of the state of California is, but property crime has really jumped, and I would really like to concentrate on that. My plan is pretty simple. Neighbors looking after one another. I know that I'm doing this here is I live right downtown and faced a lot of the issues. My car has been broken into, things like that, that just the neighbors are looking out for one another. So I'm hoping that we can move forward with some sort of neighborhood watch type situation where we communicate more with the police department. So maybe we keep problems from happening or, stop them in their tracks just by neighbors looking out for one another. I think that's one of the biggest issues / problems we have now is I think many people live next to each other for 5-10 years and they don't even know their neighbor's first name.
So get our community a little bit more closely connected?
That's what I would like to see. There's other issues that arise from people not knowing one another or not communicating with one another. And maybe if everyone just does a little bit, that we'll look after each other a lot better.
I know for local government leaders, once coronavirus came, that kind of turned life upside down. How has the local response been at the city level?
You know, best it can be. You know, as I said before, we have a very lean running city. We're very responsible with tax dollars. I would love to go over a budget with any one of our constituents, but to show that. But, you know, the city's health officer is also the county's health officer. We made that good months ago. We have in place a process of education. So if there are businesses not complying with the state order, and I want to make it very clear, it's a state order that we have to follow, or a lot of liability can come across the city and the county, for that matter, if we don't follow the state's order. So, you know, I think we're doing pretty well. I know our city administrator will make phone calls or go out and visit businesses that maybe there's a complaint about, or maybe something that they've noticed. And it's primarily a use of education. We passed a city ordinance, 2 months back, 2.5 months back, that instead of somebody being charged with a misdemeanor crime for, say, not enforcing mask wearing inside of businesses, there could be fines. When we went to the state and said, hey, how can we enforce your order? It was, you know, okay, just put them in jail. Well, that doesn't make sense. If we've got an issue in jails, and this is across the state, to take someone to jail that wasn't wearing a mask while we're letting other people out of jail, it doesn't make sense. So we put in process a process to or could be fined. We haven't levied one single fine because we're using education.
Also want to ask you a little bit, this past Monday at the city council meeting, there was some discussion about a variety of different issues, and one of which was whether the council could pursue them. First off, the transient occupancy tax, I know what was brought up. The county of Tuolumne, we reported, is moving towards putting a 2% increase on the November ballot. City of Sonora is its own jurisdiction. Is that something that the city is also considering?
The city is also considering, even the members. I mean, myself, I'm not a fan of taxes by any means, and I don't believe the old tax and spend type mentality. I don't agree with that. But what we've asked our city administrator and city attorney to put forward for more discussions, so the public can definitely have, you know, basically a handle on what we're thinking, is to bring a measure forward that will mirror, that will look like what the county is doing, which is a 2% tax across the board on like hotels, motels, even campgrounds. But we've only got one campground inside the city limits, from my understanding, and that's at the fairgrounds, and I don't believe that is applicable to the TOT tax.
So that bringing that back for consideration, will that be at the first meeting likely in August?
Yes, be the first meeting in August. Then the city council does meet the first and third Mondays at 5 p.m. at City Hall. But because we're in a coronavirus, COVID-19 lockdown, basically, we're doing Zoom meetings. And the Zoom link is always on the City of Sonora's website.
And how is that going to work? Is it going to be presented, and then there's going to be public comment period, and then a vote on the matter?
That's the way it should work. I mean, anything can happen, but basically, we've asked for everything to be brought forward at that council meeting. So we can have debate about it, and then, you know, vote on it. But yeah, absolutely having the public's input. That is so critical, and that is so important.
Need to take a break. We're talking with the new mayor of the city of Sonora, Matt Hawkins, on this weekend's Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. A programming note, next week on the show, we'll be joined by the assembly member for the Motherlode region, Frank Bigelow, will be joining us via telephone to get us up to speed on everything that's been happening lately at the state capitol. That's next week on Motherlode Views. Our second segment with Mayor Hawkins is coming up in just a minute.